to provide my cell phone number. I have my business card, but I work 24/7 for the tribe. If it's bothering you guys, it's bothering me. Please reach out. Just so you guys understand, I have a system when we have any concern or complaint that comes in. I have a database. The staff all knows the database. They log that number in. You guys will not know the individual because we put it under patient ID number. And we provide that report once a month to the health board for them to review. And so in executive session, and we have any discussions update as they desire. But I do that because for my own accountability, you guys will never come to me and tell me, Mr. Rogers didn't take care of so-and-so, they went out there with a complaint. If they didn't come to me, that's the only reason they didn't get taken care of. Now, we will never be able to make 100% of the people happy, but we will try 100% of the time. And sometimes the 80% solution is the only solution that you can do, but if you take time to understand the other 20% and how you can help them with that, or you take time just to listen to folks, most of the time, you know, that's all they want. You need to treat them professionally and with dignity and respect. And that's how I am. That's how I've ran my program at the Absentee Shawnee. And the staff knows I spend a lot of time. I'm very big into the patient care experience. We are supposed to, part of self-governance, is that we provide the equivalent or better services to our people is what you can get on the outside. And we're going to win our patients back and our tribal members back, one tribal member and one patient at a time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Committee? Any action on ONCR 2213?
Motion to report out ONCR 2213 to Congress with a due pass.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is ONCA 22105. An act to provide an appropriation to CCL PECA for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $1,389,569 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Chair. There's been some preliminary discussion that's gone on over the last few weeks over this budget, and for me, the budgets run consecutively with the existing federal budget and the other budgets we have in nutrition. So I have no problem with what's in the budgets or the level of the budget. I think the biggest question that I've been asked since we've brought these in is why they are in the tribal funds and not in the clinic funds. I don't know if anybody has an answer or if we care to discuss it at this time, but this is coming out of a tribal appropriation. And I'm good with everything except if somebody wants to talk about that. If the committee's good, I'm good.
I'm fine, committee. We've kind of talked about this, and all of us being part of appropriations and having the talks to discuss, I'm fine. I support this legislation, so.
Motion to report ONCA 22-105 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. Thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is item number 7. Which is the consideration of appointees. You'll find in front of you, committee, the appointees for Ms. Shangru. We can start there. So if you'll go to your board packet, in the current law, you'll find that there's language addressed in 16 ONC 103J 1-106A 1, 2, and 3, and 7 that defines a qualified professional, and this person must possess a minimum of one of the following: a bachelor's degree in healthcare management, healthcare administration or an equivalent field, a minimum of 2 years of experience in public health and wellness, Indian health, medicine, pharmaceuticals, mental health, or any combination of these fields, a demonstrable working knowledge of the Indian Healthcare Improvement Act, the Indian Self-Determination and Education Assistance Act, and related statutes and regs, or a demonstrable working knowledge of healthcare management, healthcare operations, ownership, finance, health advocacy, nonprofit governance, or government. You'll also see that part of the eligibility is that they have not been convicted of a felony and that they submit fingerprint-based background checks, which have been provided to us. The background checks have been completed. And I think that is actually it. There are bonding requirements for all board members because their net revenue exceeds $1 million. They are captured in the nation's insurance as far as bonding goes, so. Committee, that's all I have as far as the requirements in law.
Remember that. I think I do this every time. I forget to get that together.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Just for clarification, we're talking about Ms. Shangru?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Motion to report to Congress that Ms. Cindy Shangru. Qualifies. By education or experience and has no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
Do we have a motion and a second? Any discussion? Hearing none? All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. The next appointee is Ms. Cecilia Tallchief. At this time, I think Congresswoman Lemon will be abstaining.
Yes, ma'am.
She has sent the required email to Congress, so.
Motion to report that Cecilia Tallchief is qualified by education and experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. The next appointee is Michael Bristow.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to report that Michael Bristow is qualified by education and experience and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you.
Motion to report that Tim Shadalow is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the next.
Motion to report Haley Kramer is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Thank you, committee. The next appointee is the Osage Home Health Board. We have in front of us Nikki Lorenzo.
Motion to report Nikki Lorenzo is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
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 Motion passes. Thank you, committee. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, guys.
From our healthcare system, we appreciate your time.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.